Baseball is back in Spartanburg.
I have been waiting for this moment.
Honoring the tradition of those who came before us.
Bamberg signals to left.
Scott Rowland is headed to the Hall of Fame.
Helping to shape the future stars of the Lone Star State.
After 52 years in Texas, the wait is over.
And bringing memorable moments to the community we cherish.
And the Rangers are your World Series champions. Can you believe it?
The inaugural season of Hub City Spartanburgers Baseball is here in partnership with Fox Sports Spartanburg, streaming all season long on the Valley Sports Live app. Now, here's Ian Unsworth, Andrew Selover, and Pete Yannetting.
And good afternoon, everybody, on this beautiful Sunday here in the upstate of South Carolina at Fifth Third Park. We get ready for the series finale. The Hub City Spartanburgers trying to make it 5 out of 6 against the Greenville Drive. A battle of a righty and a lefty to start out today. Jose Gonzalez gets the start for Hub City, trying to even his record at 1-1. He'll face a lefty, Peyton Tolley, for the Greenville Drive. And along with Ian Unsworth and Andrew Selover, Pete Yannetty. Ian, interesting series as the Spartanburgers try for a first time to make it 5 out of 6 against the South Atlantic League foe. Tight games to start, and Saturdays have been very good for the bats in the first two home Saturdays for the Spartanburgers. A combined 31 runs scored on that day and the two games, 16 last night in a 16-8 win.
Tony hits, 11 total. And the home run power, which we didn't necessarily expect coming into these first two home series, has been explosive. 12 home runs in Fifth Third Park, a cavernous ballpark, deep to the power alleys, but lefties have taken advantage. Later, Figueroa started it off with a solo shot in the second. Then we got two grand slams, first from Keith Jones in the third, then Dylan Dreiling in the sixth. Two four-run home runs, the best possible thing a large Saturday crowd of over 4,000 could have asked for.
Yeah, really cool all around in the experience Saturday to get another victory in this set against the Greenville Drive. And I know it's really early on. We're not even done with the month of April yet, but the Hub City Spartanburgers begin the day tied for first in the South Atlantic League South with their upcoming opponent, the Rome Emperors. So if nothing else, you don't want to start looking at the standings too soon, but it might be a little bit of a motivator for the guys.
I think next week will be a big measuring stick. Go South, play a team that's the Braves farm system, very well put together, and a lot of young arms that the Braves are highlighting on the Emperor's squad. So next week, pitching-wise, might be the toughest test for these bats, so the Spartanburgers that are really heating up. Team average shooting up the South Atlantic League ranks. Dylan Dreiling is going to be a candidate, if not the candidate right now, for South Atlantic League Player of the Week. And it's a very exciting thing to look forward to. Right now, I think it's very exciting for the team to prove to the Greenville Drive, who are 45 minutes away and are playing contest number 6 of 24 they'll play in the season, that we are the team to beat around the upstate.
And this series will move to Greenville in mid-May, so that'll be neat. I think it's great that they're playing each other so close on the calendar because, again, I know the players will come and go, but the fans, the fan bases of each, and the fact that today's game's on local broadcast TV, I think will embrace that you've got two teams separated by, again, roughly 30 miles in the same league playing each other several times.
Over the course of the first couple games, we've heard cheers from both sides. There's been a sizable Greenville contingent sitting behind the third base dugout, traveling east along I-85 to come see Fifth Third Park. Everyone wants to see it, regardless of what side you're on. And today, I think there's a good amount of red dotting the seats in between the lettuce green and navy blue of Hub City.
Jose Gonzalez, we thought we'd see him start last Sunday against Bowling Green. He instead piggybacked on the pitching setup for that game, but in that effort against the Hot Rods last week, he did end up coming up on the short end of the stick, but still, I thought a very nice outing for a guy who, as manager says, is simply a competitor on the hill.
Gonzalez has a lot of different things in his arsenal. That's what makes him an impressive pitcher. The fastball and a sinker off of it, and then three different off-speed pitches. Spartanburgers have done well to strike out Greenville batters, young bats with big swings on the drive side, and Gonzalez can hopefully take advantage of that and give a bullpen that's been called into a lot of action this week a good rest.
Liam Carroll, the manager of the Drive, said one of the issues in his team, too many strikeouts to go with not hitting well with runners and scoring, something they're focusing on.
And the drive left a bunch in scoring position yesterday. Still a good offensive day, all things considered, for Greenville. You got eight runs on nine hits, a couple garbage time across. But most importantly for Greenville, they've got their top two in the lineup. The two-hole hitter, Nazan Zanatello at short, has been the best hitter for Greenville this series. A couple RBI doubles. He's only 19, and he's a top 30 prospect in the Red Sox organization. A lot of promise, a strong arm, and a whippy bat.
It's a Hub City team that is trying to add to the win total and get to 13-8 on the season. When we come back, more on our pregame show, we'll relive some of the great moments so far this week for Hub City against the Greenville Drive. That's ahead when we return on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Did you ever hear the story of the cat, the paper towel roll, and the stove burner that was left on? Well, the pros from SurfPro did, but it's no surprise you didn't. Because when it comes to fire damage, the cleanup specialists at SurfPro of Spartanburg know how to... Pros from SurfPro did, but it's no surprise you didn't. Because when it comes to fire damage, the cleanup specialists at SurfPro of Spartanburg know how to...
...this series, but a couple of one-run wins to start this thing out.
There is going to be a little friendly rivalry, and yes, we'll play to it. We're going to get after the drive. We're the new folks in town. We need to put our stamp on this series and let them know.
Yeah, and I think it's really great. And again, it should be that way. And you come out to the ballpark, you want to have fun, and there's no reason you can't have fun around the games. It was a 2-0 series lead for Hub City. Then on Thursday, Greenville able to bounce back, got a 6-3 win. But back to work on Friday night. First off, pitching of David Davalio, what an exciting prospect he looks like on the mound for the Rangers.
I'm not sure he's going to be in Hub City much longer, so we better enjoy him while we have him. Five innings, one run ball back on Friday, seven Ks. He is something.
He is an impressive pitcher and got good run support in that 6-2 win. It included Arturo Diesla, the fan favorite at first base, running into another one.
Belted deep into left center field. Johnson on the run. He looks up. It's gone. The Buffalo sends it onto the berm. The Spartanburgers lead 6-1.
Diesel's home run part of that win. Got to Saturday where there were a couple of firsts. The first two grand slams in franchise history. Third inning, trying to get back even and then push ahead in what would be a 7-run frame. Keith Jones did this.
Pitch.
That's out of here.
Deep
That's out of here.
It is way gone.
That's out of here.
The first ever Spartanburgers Grand Slam comes courtesy of Keith Jones II.
With his dad in the booth.
I was waiting for the crescendo on your call. How about that, Pop? Such an affable guy. Got to chat with him earlier. He was here for some broadcast history and Spartanburgers history. First Grand Slam. Later in the game, sixth inning, bases loaded for Dylan Dreiling on Saturday.
Down the right field line, hooking toward the bullpen. If it's fair, it's gone. And it's another grand slam for the Burger Boys.
16-8, the final score. Hub City getting the victory.
And it's another grand slam for the Burger Boys.
16-8, the final score. Hub City getting the victory. Peyton Tolley take the hill for the drive. He's 0-1. Last appearance came a week ago Tuesday. Got a no decision in their contest against Winston-Salem. What about this right-hander on the hill for the Spartanburgers, Jose Gonzalez?
So he's part of a piggyback duo. He and Dylan McLean, righty and lefty, will switch back and forth, starting and then coming out of the bullpen. This is the third Sunday in a row we've seen it. Expect Gonzalez to go about four innings and mix it up. He's got five different pitches in the arsenal, and he'll try to use all five to keep a lot of young hitters in this Greenville order off balance.
We were talking about it on our radio pregame show. The lumber has certainly been effective for the Spartanburgers, including the first two grand slams in franchise history on Saturday and the 16-8 win. Impressive bats so far for the Spartanburgers team. We'll see if it continues today against Tolley and the driver of the drive can come off the deck and salvage a second win in this series. We come back with our first pitch in a moment on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
For nearly two decades,
these are the guys. They're how I end every workday.
The sports voice of Spartanburg County has been right here. Weekdays at 3 p.m. It's open mic. Talking everything local, from USC Upstate to the biggest high school football and basketball games in the region. Don't miss a moment of open mic with Ryan Cleary, Joe Skinner and Anthony Greer every weekday beginning at 3 on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3. Presented by Chris Foster Heating and Air.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
If you want to hit a home run picking a pest control company, then knock it out of the park with the local and trusted JNN Pest Control and Wildlife. Serving the upstate since 2001, taking care of all of your roaches, bees, ants, termites, and so much more. It's time to get off the bench and give them a call at 864-590-4039. That's 864-590-4039. JNN Pest Control and Wildlife.
A duet performing our national anthem on this Sunday here at Fifth Third Park. We're getting ready for the sixth and final game in this inaugural series between the upstate rivals, Hub City Spartanburgers, home against five in the I-85 series, and trying to make it 5 out of 6 against an opponent for the first time in this young season for this first Hub City franchise.
Spartanburgers have a great chance to do it today with Gonzalez on the mound. Promising numbers thus far, yes, a small sample size. Only 3 games, but a 1.59 ERA and 11 Ks through that stretch. Thing is, for Gonzalez, all 3 of the games he's pitched in have been losses, but only one of those has fallen on his line.
You look at your notes, Ian, you see all the different pitches this guy throws. Fastball, cutter, changeup, sweeper, sinker, and Chad Comer, the manager, says he really mixes them well, and that's so important in the development of a young pitcher.
And Cal Stark behind the plate is a veteran catcher. He's called a lot of big games in big spots, the College World Series last year. He is cool and calm, but what also makes him such a great catcher is his ability to fire up a pitcher, point with the glove, say, I like that spot, and inspire the man on the mound to keep going.
So we'll see how deep into this game Gonzalez goes in that last appearance last week. 3 1/3 innings pitch. He allowed 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned, a walk, and 5 more strikeouts against Bowling Green. You mentioned the strikeout numbers, 11 of them in 11 1/3. Starting lineup for the Greenville Drive of Liam Carroll, their first-year manager, as Zanatello Taylor, Earhart, Blaze, Brannon, Alcantara, Lugo, and De Leon, the third baseman, rounding it out. Starting lineup by Ingles Markets for the Greenville Drive.
Pete, I got your WSPA weather report right here. A 72-degree start. A little cloudy, but a little breeze rolling beyond left field.
Jose Gonzalez out of Alvilla, Venezuela. Rodriguez, Batter Hill face. 14 in the series. Public and a first pitch on this Sunday afternoon. High for ball one. Walk numbers so far in his 11 1/3 innings. Just passes allowed by Jose Gonzalez. Pitch center field. On the run, back on it is Smith. And a nice running catch for out number one.
Well struck baseball, 100 miles an hour off the bat of young Yoferi Rodriguez. Keep an eye on the outfields today. Both sides have been playing. Well struck baseball, 100 miles an hour off the bat of young Yoferi Rodriguez. Keep an eye on the outfields today. Both sides have been playing pretty shallow compared to what we saw last week.
Accustomed to seeing Anthony Gutierrez in center field, but he gets the day off, so Smith on. Don Zanatello, the shortstop today, middle infielder for this Greenville team. Brothers High in St. Louis. First pitch. Fouls it away just off to our left.
I got to see the full speed of that from my angle, Ian.
Better have your hands ready, Pete. Man. You might get one today.
Five hits, including a three-hit game in the Thursday Greenville win. Pitch. Chop to third, backing up on it a step. Figueroa and off the glove of Diesel at first. See how they score it.
Figueroa had time. Chances to set the feet and throw across. The throw took Diesel down the first baseline. Backhand stretch. Did catch a little bit of the mitt.
One out base runner. Ruled an error, as you can understand. Nellie Taylor. One out base runner. Ruled an error, as you can understand. Nellie Taylor. Awaits a 2-2 pitch. Comes. Stark framed it. Out of the zone, count goes full. Just one away here in the top half of the first inning. Zanatello at first reaching on the error on the throw across by Figueroa. Payoff pitch to the lefty hitting center fielder for the drive. Instead, Gonzalez throwing over to first.
Greenville, not a team that runs a lot. The fewest stolen bases in the South Atlantic League.
By Hub City. Swing and a miss. 87 miles per hour. Got him to chase high. It's out number two.
That big vicious hack from Taylor. He likes stuff up in the zone. Almost eye level.
Zach Earhart. 7 for his last 21. 3 for 12 on the week. 8 last summer by Boston. In round number 4, righty batter. Twists as the pitch comes inside for ball 1. Earhart in left field today, their cleanup hitter. Bello, the runner at first, leads. And catches the outside edge. Count evens at 1-1. After being drafted last year, he played brief drive, did Earhart last summer. Hit one. After being drafted last year, he played brief drive, did Earhart last summer. Hit one. Really nice piece of bat work by Earhart on the hit and run to sneak it to the right side. Hard shot, backhanded down to one knee at short is Hardy's strong throw across, and he gets him by a step. Top shelf play by Theo Hardy, the Hub City shortstop. But the big blow in the inning, Hardy's strong throw across, and he gets him by a step. Top shelf play by Theo Hardy, the Hub City shortstop. But the big blow in the inning, the home run by Miguel Blaze, a 3-run blast. The drive has the lead, and the Spartanburgers coming to bat on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Test Director Rick from ServPro, the leader in cleaning, restoration, and construction. It's my job to make sure our pros are prepared for anything. Storm damage? Fixed. Flood damage? We're on it. Fire damage? Not anymore. Aliens? What aliens? We cleaned those sites a while ago. No matter the disaster, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Find out why ServPro is the number one choice for residential and commercial restoration projects, large and small. Visit ServPro.com today.
If you want to hit a home run picking a pest control company, then knock it out of the park with the local and trusted JNN Pest Control and Wildlife. Serving the upstate since 2001, taking care of all of your roaches, bees, ants, termites, and so much more. It's time to get off the bench and give them a call at 864-590-4039. That's 864-590-4039. JNN Pest Control and Wildlife.
Interested in making a trip to the ballpark a weekly occurrence? Check out the Spartanburger season ticket memberships. For under $200, you can choose from three different 12-game packages. The Friday Fireworks package gets you into every Friday night fireworks show at Fifth Third Park. Meanwhile, the midweek or weekender plans offer tons of variety. Our quarter season memberships include a team store discount and plenty of other perks. Pick the pack that's best for you. Visit HubCitySpartanburgers.com.
Bottom of the first, upcoming, Hub City down 3-0 after the home run by Miguel Blaze, his third of the year in the top half. Our telecast on the CW62 and MILB TV, presented by Ingles. Ingles, low prices, love the savings. Lefty on the hill, Peyton Tolley out of TCU. He'll face the lefty, Dylan Dreiling, to start things out. Well, Dylan Dreiling can say he has a first for Hub City, the first home run that came in the opener back on April 15th, and a second for Hub City, the second Grand Slam, which came in the very same game on Saturday after Keith Jones hit the first.
He's on the precipice of being the first ever South Atlantic League Player of the Week for the Spartanburgers.
After the Pitcher of the Week honor went to David Davalio, so it gives you an idea as to the kind of talent the Rangers have brought into this organization. 0-2 the count. By Tolley, rough outing his first time against Asheville, bounced back his last outing about a week and a half ago. Down swinging goes Dreiling on the first strikeout and first out for Tolley here in the first. Well, what a fun day it was on Saturday for the guys standing in now. Keith Jones the second, with Keith Jones Jr., his dad, in the booth with you and Andrew. And that had to be really a cool moment, not only for dad, son, but for you guys too. I mean, just one of those electric moments as ball one is delivered to Jones. A left-hander. Called strike, 1-1.
Never forget it. It was on a whim. We just asked Keith Jones Sr., do you want to come up? Do you want to chat with us on the air? He said, why not?
He's been here for the two series. Little number in front of the plate. Catcher pouncing on it. Brannon throw, and he gets him by a couple of steps for out number two. I saw him before the game today, and we were talking about it. He loves being here in the upstate, loves the ballpark. He actually went down the road, he told me yesterday, to see Greenville a little bit. And I think he's going to come back next month when Hub City's playing over against the Drive, so that'll be neat for him.
In 2 weeks here, he's had an opportunity to see every part of the ballpark, so I thought, why not get him in the press box?
That was a great idea. Arturo Diesla takes strike one. Big left-hander Peyton Tolley, just outside of Oklahoma City in Garth Brooks' hometown of Yukon, Oklahoma. And he delivers an 0-1 pitch and a chopper. Second baseman playing behind the bag on to first. And Diesla and Hub City going quickly in order in the home first inning. Head to the second, 3-0 our score. The drive up on the Spartanburgers on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Adulting is hard. Paying for college shouldn't be. At Spartanburg Community College, we've worked to provide unlimited access to all of the college's academic programs, meaning we made all of those programs tuition-free for those that qualify. That's right, free! You can choose your path at Spartanburg Community College, whether a trade or degree program or a path to conquer your gen eds and transfer to four-year university. Learn more at sccsc.edu. Dream it, chase it, live it at Spartanburg Community College.
Set your alarm.
All right, I've added it to reminders.
7 a.m. every weekday, Spartanburg's best sports is on Bump and Run, hosted by Tyler Sugar.
That's the guy. That's the hero.
We're talking sports and other stuff. Hear from local high school and college coaches, including USC Upstate, Clemson, and South Carolina. 2 hours to begin your day. The Bump and Runway, presented by Hawk Law, right here on Fox Sports 98.3 FM.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag.
Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Nothing goes better with Spartan Burgers baseball than an ice-cold beer from Budweiser of Spartanburg. Cheers to the Hub City Spartan Burgers from Budweiser of Spartanburg.
Jose Gonzalez getting ready to face the drive here in inning number two. The right-hander allowing his first home run of the season. This is fourth appearance and third start. Two outs in the top of the first. Well plays. Bottom of the order. Hitters so far for the drive there. Middle infielder Marvin Alcantara stands in. Takes high and inside for ball one. Alcantara begins the day hitting 375. 4 out of 10 so far in the series.
Only struck out three times this season.
Back control. Hitting 404 against right-handed pitchers as the count evens at 1-1. Contra. Vela. And Gonzalez, who hails from that country in South America. Fouled away. Count goes 1-2.
Hits a lot, but he hits a lot of singles. Don't have to worry about the home run power from Alcantara.
Pitch outside. Funny you should make that point. His manager, Liam Carroll, was touching on that very topic, and he goes, I think he can drive the ball. We saw some signs of it early on this month, but yeah, he has been. Give a little bit more. Check swing. Appeal to first. He did go. 3-2 the count.
Also see many hitters grow into power as the season goes on. Pitchers for the third, fourth time this year, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Payoff pitch coming to the second baseman and seventh place hitter in the order for the drive, but now pitch clock violation. And so down to first. On the free pass goes Alcantara and a leadoff man on for the drive in the second. Walk issued in 12 and a third innings so far this year by Gonzalez. Andy Lugo playing first today. Freddy Gonzalez, strike one. Got to get my timing down on the home plate umpire, Gustavo Garza. A little bit of a late strike call. Not a split second later, I think, than I'm used to. Swing and a miss. And heading the count 0-2 is Gonzalez.
No doubt there.
No doubt about that.
Michael Cross in the field.
Runner first, Alcantara. 2-for-4 in stolen bases. 0-2 pitch. High and inside. 1-2. Lugo has already had a notable moment this season. Drive team. Came last Saturday night in Greenville. 1-2 pitch. Dark on the pitch low and away. A helicopter-like bat flip. Might have gotten to almost the top of the second level at Fluor Field on a walk-off win against Winston-Salem that made its rounds on social media. 2-2. From the stretch, Gonzalez. Tossing. Alcantara.
In its rounds around and also around the South Atlantic League. Opposing pitchers know who Lugo is now.
Yes.
And they're not a fan.
Yeah. 2-2. Little pop behind home plate. Throwing off the mass Stark. Makes the catch. Just beyond the dirt circle on the third base side for out number one.
Looking at a ball. Fastball up and in. Good eye candy from Gonzalez on the hill.
De Leon, ninth place hitter, the third baseman. Hits in 15 in the series just. His last 25, first pitch swinging, center field, a little bit in, and to his right is Marcus Smith for out number two.
So last week, that's a play that sends the center fielder charging in, making a running catch. But this week, since the outfielders are scooched in, Andrew actually last night, Smith freezes, can track it all the way into his mitt, doesn't have to worry about moving any which way.
You chalk that up to just simply having a handful of games now in the ballpark and being able to evaluate not only while standing out there shagging balls, but looking at some film?
I would think so, because both teams are playing it this way, not just a Hub City thing.
Top of the order, Perry Rodriguez, DH today, who flied out to none other than Marcus Smith, who made a nice running catch heading back in Strayway's center, his first time. Opening inning, Santello reached on an error on the throw across from Figueroa to deep. 0-1 pitch, stays side 1-1. After a strikeout of Taylor, Earhart on a beautiful hit and run snuck it through the vacated right side, and then Miguel Blaze, three-run homer, and that's where we stand right now. 3-0, top half. Fouled away and on the third base.
You called a couple games with us last week. How many little bloop shots fell into those shallow gaps between infield and outfield and turned into hustle doubles? Outfielders
Absolutely.
Trying to cut that out.
Yeah.
Ball's over their head, so be it.
We talked about it early on this year. It is a big outfield. Fouled away, just getting a piece. Rodriguez. 4 for his last 23. Hitting 276, but lefty batter just 229 so far against right-handers. A 1-2 pitch once again from the big right-hander Gonzalez for Hub City. Alcantara, the pitch, stays low, good job blocking it by Stark. Stark, the on-field leader, which oftentimes you see as a catcher, but having played big-time college baseball at Tennessee, got really notice that. 2-2 now, the count on the leadoff hitter Rodriguez. Runner on the move, and the ball fouled over toward the Hub City dugout.
Mark takes pride in it. Also, a bit of a chip on his shoulder. He was an undrafted free agent last year.
A couple of guys you could say that about in this Hub City lineup. Theo Hardy, just a baseball player as his manager. A guy that, out of indie ball, has gotten his chance, Rangers organization. Another 2-2 pitch coming to Rodriguez. Runner on the move. Taken, called, strike three. Throws the batter, did Gonzalez. His second strikeout so far. This one looking. Drive is done to the top of the second. A runner stranded. They lead 3-0 as we head to the bottom half on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
If you want to hit a home run picking a pest control company, then knock it out of the park with the local and trusted J&N Pest Control and Wildlife. Serving the upstate since 2001, taking care of all of your roaches, bees, ants, termites, and so much more. It's time to get off the bench and give them a call at 864-590-4039. That's 864-590-4039. J&N Pest Control and Wildlife.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So, you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
Get ready, Spartanburg. It's not just the Hub City Spartanburgers making a comeback. Spartanburg Community College is excited to extend the Live to Chase initiative for the 2024-2025 academic year. Say goodbye to high college costs with our full tuition scholarships. Funds are first come, first served, so apply today. Visit sccgoesfree.com to learn more.
Bottom of the second here in Fifth Third Park, just south of downtown Spartanburg. What a difference this ballpark has made in the overall look of downtown Spartanburg. 3-0, the drive on top and starting things out for the home team. Later, Figueroa, guy who had 20 homers last year, well, homered in this series for the first time as a Spartanburger. Strike one pitch is another strike. 0-2 the count.
Unusual first inning for the Spartanburgers this week.
And why is that?
So over the past four games, from Wednesday to Saturday, the Spartanburgers saw at least 20 pitches in every first inning and scored in three of those four games.
0-2 pitch, rolled up the line, fair ball at first, handled by the first baseman who did not hustle, and instead, as Andy Lugo kind of jogged to the bag, the speeding Figueroa went right by him. He's safe with a leadoff infield single. That's a mental error on the part of Lugo.
Only his seventh game at first base this year. Usually he plays the hot corner.
Wow, first hit so far against Toley, but unexpected because it looked like it was going to be an easy out at first.
The clock is not turning in Lugo's head.
Guerrero, leadoff man on. Cal Stark, 3-for-7 in the series, and he takes strike one from the big left-hander. Peyton Toley. William Carroll of the Drive saying there was a quote during spring training where somebody said it's almost like he just puts the ball in the catcher's glove. 6-6 delivery from the left side, fouled away on the 0-1 pitch, 0-2 to Stark. This is not a crafty left-hander. This is a guy who comes right at you.
Looks easy. It looks very smooth. It's very simple from the left side. Big guy. There could be a lot of awkwardness. Not in Toley.
Pitch Stark, framed by his catcher, but to no avail. 1-2 balls. One delivered. Brandon, the catcher. Figueroa over at first, 1 out of 2 on stolen bases. 3-0 game here in the home second, and an 0-2 pitch called strike three, and Stark threw it right away.
95 down in and at the knees. Chances are Cal Stark might have been looking for something else. Toley can put all four of his pitches where he wants them. Mainly fastball and then the sweeping big breaker, but can fade off the changeup to righties if needed.
Starting pitcher has a strikeout swinging and one looking, and now the Brooks Brannan has taken off his headgear. Way out there. The foul ball during that full. Kelsey Better, the look at Brandon.
Brandon can't go. There are two catchers on the Greenville bench. Hudson White, Juan Montero, both of them perfectly capable of stepping in.
50-50 with both Brandon and White. I can't imagine what the issue would be because I don't think there was a foul ball during the previous at bat. I don't think, though, it caught part of him, but obviously he felt some discomfort, so the discussion continues. Evaluation. Chances. Brannon drafted Boston back in 2022, ninth round. Carroll just held over to the dugout. So the call strike three on Stark as we're seeing here and normally caught. Normal throw back to the plate. I'm not. And again, it may have nothing to do with taking a foul ball or a piece. Maybe he just started not to feel well, but it appears that Brooks Brannan is leaving this game here in the home second inning with the drive up 3-0 and one away. Hudson White. Action in this series, or go with the aforementioned early lineup switch for the drive. And Carroll.
Hudson White strapping on the catcher's gear now, and he's caught a good handful of games in this series. Montero's only played once, and that was over at first, so he's more stationed as the emergency third catcher if need be. He's jogging out of the right field bullpen right now to catch for Tolley.
Yeah. Coming in with full gear, so looked like White's going to head out to the bullpen, so he had to gather his gear. Yeah, I thought the same thing. For a second, I thought they were bringing Montero in just to keep Tolley warm while White was getting his gear on, but that's what we're going to see. So it'll be Montero. Plug him into the lineup spot. Brandon in the
playing catching musical chairs right now.
We didn't call this a catching change. Pitching changes are made. Do we have a sponsor for pitching changes?
For the Spartanburgers, yes. But
yes,
this
we
is
do,
the first time I've ever seen a call to the bullpen for a catcher.
Yeah. And it is interesting. They called to the bullpen. It's not like he was in the dugout. So they literally called to the bullpen for a new catcher, and Montero will get some warm-up.
Well, the positive thing about this for Greenville is you figure Montero, before the game, is out there catching a couple sides, which is the baseball term for simulated games for pitchers who might be throwing on Wednesday or Thursday to keep their arms warm. So he's probably already warmed up and ready to go.
Marcus Smith, center fielder, hitting the series. Throw over to first to chase back Correo. Montero now behind the plate. Smith 3 for his last 17 as a homer and 4 batted in so far this season. And runner, a delayed steal, throw down, and Figueroa is safe. Took a secondary lead, and then as the pitch was going to the catcher's mitt, that's when he took off. A stolen base for Glader. Figueroa is now 2 out of 3 on the season. He was able to get past the tag. So a man in scoring position. The pitch was a ball to Smith. One away in a 3-0 game. Swing and a miss, 94 miles an hour.
Love the aggressiveness from Chad Comer. Spartanburger scout every single catcher they could potentially face.
Think about it. He's just in the game. Why not run on him?
He hasn't had anyone steal on him yet this year.
Swing and a miss on a 1-1 pitch. Marcus Smith out of Kansas City, Missouri. Here to begin chipping away with one out and a man in scoring position here in the home second. Three-run homer in the top of the first by Miguel Blaze has provided the offense so far in this game. From the stretch, looking back to the runner behind him, Tolley, and the lefty delivers outside, 2-2.
I think Montero just got crossed up. Popped out of his crouch, shook his hand like almost Dikembe Mutombo-esque, no, no, no. But he was frazzled.
Left-handed batting Smith waits a 2-2 pitch. Top of the zone, beautiful off-speed, called. Smith waits a 2-2 pitch. Top of the zone, beautiful off-speed, called. Strike three, back-to-back strikeouts looking for Tolley, and now two away. Quincy Scott will try to come through.
Smith doesn't like the call, and that was a bit of an extension of the zone. Keep in mind, with Montero behind the plate, Tolley on the mound there, you're using a different set of signs with a runner on second. It's not just one for fastball, two for curve.
That's a great point. Scott, his third appearance in the series, played in the games on Tuesday and Wednesday. A fielder today. Ball one. Mid-90s fastball for the lefty, Peyton Tolling. Tolley out of TCU. Fouled away to the booth just to our right off the facade right above that. For the Horned Frogs through last year. Drafted by the Red Sox. 1-1 the count. Batting left fielder Scott. Takes on the outer third. Falls behind on the count 1-2. Man in scoring position, but with two away here in the home second.
Scott's first game since Wednesday.
Yeah.
back to game speed.
Fox, now he's back. 1-2 pitch with two away here in the home second inning, and a swing and a miss. All three outs recorded by way of the strikeout. Now four so far in two innings of work for the Drives. Peyton Tolle, runner left stranded, through two, a 3-0 lead for the Drive on the Spartanburgers on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
For nearly two decades.
These are the guys. They're how I end every workday.
The sports voice of Spartanburg County has been right here. Weekdays at 3 p.m. It's Open Mic. Talking everything local, from USC Upstate to the biggest high school football and basketball games in the region. Don't miss a moment of Open Mic with Ryan Cleary, Joe Skinner, and Anthony Greer every weekday beginning at 3 on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3. Presented by Chris Foster, Heating and Air.
Want to be a Spartanburger season ticket member? It's not too late. Get half-season tickets for the inaugural season at 5th Third Park now and enjoy discounts at the team store along with access to member-only events. Choose from one of our half-season memberships that get you into 33 home games for Hub City. For more on becoming a season ticket member with the Spartanburgers, email us at tickets@hcspartanburgers.com or visit our website, hubcityspartanburgers.com.
Join Tyler Sugart on Bump and Run each Tuesday at 8 a.m. to catch up with Hub City Spartanburgers manager Chad Comer on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3, the radio home of the Spartanburgers. Now back to the game.
Beautiful Sunday afternoon here at 5th Third Park, our telecast presented by Ingles Markets. We head to the third, 3-0 to lead for the Greenville Drive. Ruby Downs from Ingles Market, so kind to stop by and join us. One of the things I think is a great way that Ingles is involving itself in the community and the Spartanburgers is every time a strikeout by a pitcher for the Spartanburgers, a local Mobile Meals, benefits from that.
Right. Every time there is a strikeout, $1 goes for each one. And at the end of the season, we come together and do a big, huge presentation check. And we present that on the field.
0-1 pitch delivered inside to Nazan Zanatello, the shortstop.
So yesterday, Ruby, Andrew and I got into a conversation late game about smoothies.
Smoothies.
So I was wondering, what is your go-to smoothie, and what are you getting at Ingles to make it?
Oh, I'm more of a strawberry. I like my strawberries. My son's a blueberry, but you can get the frozen strawberries and in our frozen section, and they work out really well to make a nice smoothie.
Zanatello fouling away the 1-1 pitch. 1-2 the count. Gonzalez trying to get a third strikeout and one that would benefit Mobile Meals on behalf of Ingles right here on a 1-2 pitch. Side and high, 2-2. She is quite the chef, Ian.
Really?
If you look on her Facebook, it's as if she's doing the entire brochure for all that you can get at Ingles and then make.
The coupon
meals.
Book?
You know, you go on my Facebook, you never know what you're going to get for dinner.
It's just amazing. Thanks to Markets for making these telecasts possible, for doing so much for the Spartanburgers and so much in athletics all around our area and our region. Side, and catcher Stark going to go out and talk with his right-handed pitcher Gonzalez, 3-2 the count.
Ooh. Pete, what's in your go-to smoothie?
I'm not really a smoothie guy.
Really?
I'm a huge ice cream guy.
Yeah.
My daughter tried to get me into the gelato, which is all fine and good. I'm sure they have gelato in the frozen section.
Usually what I do is I go in and get me some and then do my shopping while I'm eating it.
And I feel guilty I'm not a smoothie guy. I should be a smoothie guy. I'm not a smoothie guy. And, you know, that's what it is. I want to participate in the smoothie. If I'm going to go in that direction, I'm going to go ice cream. I'm either going to go with a shake or something in a bowl.
I agree.
Back behind the plate, Stark. 3-2 pitch coming from Gonzalez to Zanatello. Swing and a miss.
Ooh.
Out number one and a third strikeout and a strikeout to benefit Mobile Meals by a Spartanburger.
Let's do it.
So, Ruby,
yes,
we've gotten through Easter, but you've got Mother's Day ahead. You've got all these graduations and weddings and all kinds of spring events.
Yes.
And they're ready at the bakery. They're ready in the deli
this
at Ingles Markets.
This is your time to get your orders in. Yeah, our bakery makes amazing graduation cakes. I had ordered one for my son, and it was a hit. So, yeah, get your orders in today. Our deli makes amazing trays that you can put together and have everything just set up. And then it's an easy cleanup as well. You don't have to worry about the cleanup afterwards. And all your people are going to love it because it comes from Ingles.
And there you go. Nellie Taylor takes low and in for ball one. 1-1 the count. He fouled away the first pitch.
I think all of us can agree that a good charcuterie board is top notch.
Oh, definitely. Yes, we do those. We have those in our Ingles Table magazines. You pick one up in our deli, and there's a lot of different items that you can make. But, yeah, our charcuterie board is in there as well. And they're fun.
Taylor swinging and missing at a 2-1 pitch count, even a 2-2, visiting with Ruby Downs from Ingles Markets, getting the appetites ready now for afternoon activity, both while sitting in front of the TV watching.
Yeah, it's
for
good
dinner
time to
tonight.
Go
if you haven't run out to an Ingles Market, get ready to run out there. A little chopper foul near the plate. Count holds 2. The bakery for all kinds of different cakes. And
oh,
so easy to order and go in and pick up.
Definitely. I have a friend's wedding coming up here soon, and I know we're going to be ordering cupcakes and a big, huge cake for a wedding. So it's going to be fun to put that all together.
Swing and a miss. Two up, two down. Both by way of the swinging strikeout for Gonzalez against the drive here in the third. Let's say for Mother's Day, you're going the flowers route.
Oh, our floral department is amazing. You can go in there and pick up any kind of gladiolas. Our tulips, they are so pretty. Morning glories. Any kind of flower you're really looking for, our florist has it.
Zach Erhard steps in, takes ball one, single to the right side on a slow rolling grounder to the vacated second base hole. Back in the on base, plays three run homer, two up and two down here for Gonzalez. Top of the third, he just as soon get Erhard here. But the Florida Department at Ingles Markets really.
Right.
Every time I'm in an Ingles Markets, it's an incredible. It could be a store, its own little flower shop unto itself.
Well, you could stop into the Ingles Markets and get your flowers and get a cute little teddy bear and maybe a little Mother's Day flower, and you are all set to make Mom smile.
Absolutely, and not just for Mother's Day.
Your better half anytime.
Yes.
Exactly. Anytime you need flowers, got you.
2-1 pitch, outside edge, 2-2. Framed nicely by Stark. Dallas trying to get the drive in order for the first time outside. Pretty much wherever you're watching, and if you're upstate of South Carolina region listening in on the audio stream today, Market's not that far away from where you are. 3-2 pitch. Fouled away right overhead. Oh, Ruby.
<you.
laughs> Ian Ruby just got to experience watching a ball come perilously close to this booth.
And I was wondering, because this is wide open,
yes.
This ball, I'm just
yes.
ready.
You need to bring your mitt the next time.
You know what? I think I'm going to.
Another payoff pitch outside and a two-out walk for Erhard, and Blaze will indeed come up in the inning again with the man on base.
We got one last week up here.
Did you?
It tests your reflexes.
Woo!
Ian, would you like to tell the conclusion of that story and ball was caught or not?
Unfortunately, Andrew did his best, but it hit him in the mitts and dropped onto the countertop.
Oh.
Yesterday, we had one hit off the roof right above. You can see those little paint chips up there.
Miguel Blaze, home run over the Chasers corner sign in left field, his first time up. Three homers on the year, 14 batted in. First pitch from Gonzalez stays outside for ball one.
So, Ruby, when folks come to a ballpark, what can they expect from Ingles Markets at Fifth Third Park?
Oh, my goodness. We have all kinds of goodies over there at our table. We have tablespoons and pens and tablets to write your grocery list on. Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you, we have bottle openers too.
Yeah, I love
some new bottle openers. Yeah. They're pretty cool and they're magnetic, and so they stick to your refrigerator so you won't lose them. And then we have keychains with little spatulas on them and little chips because they're so cute. And then I got baseballs with that baseball bat keychain, all kinds of good fun stuff.
Couple of throws over to first to chase back Earhart by Gonzalez. Now going to take another lead at first while Blaze still awaits a 1-0 pitch. Power bat in their lineup. Pedro de Margaris in the Dominican Republic. Blaze high and tight, 2-0. Stark fake back pick to first. I love the fact you've got keychains with spatulas.
Yes. They're a keychain with a patch spatula picture on it. They're
still,
super adorable.
I mean, it fits the motif of the Hub City Sports.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And they've been a real big hit.
2-0 the count. And from the stretch, Gonzalez. 3-0.
I'll throw a shameless plug in here. Get your Ingles pen and then stop by our guest Tervis's tent at the ballpark here, because we print out scorecards every day.
Oh.
So you can fill out a scorecard. We've got them up here in the booth with your Ingles pen.
There you go.
Take it home with you. A little memento.
A 2-for-2.
3-0. Let's see if Blaze has the green light. Stays inside. Back-to-back two-out walks by Gonzalez. He came into the ball game having issued just 3 in his first 11 and a third innings, but so far this afternoon.
Pretty close to 60 pitches, so Thomas St. Clair, the pitching coach for the Spartanburgers, is coming out there to chat with the entire infield.
Three downs from Ingles Markets, visiting with us in the booth. You came in an inning, it looked like it might be three up, three down, quick work, where you've gotten time to elaborate on all the greatness of Ingles Markets, not only their beautiful stores, but the outreach in the community. As the spring goes on, there will be some events I know Ingles will be aligned with, and then once we get into the fall and leading up into the holidays, so many great efforts by Ingles to help those in need and to allow those who shop at Ingles Markets within the stores to see all the great things you're doing.
Right, and don't want to forget the Golden Apple, too. We just did our nominations for the Golden Apple, so stay tuned to see who won that. That's pretty exciting.
There's
so many different things happening. And we just want to be able to be out there and help everyone.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Such a great member of all the communities where you'll find Ingles Markets all throughout this region and beyond. So Montero, first time up in the game, he replaced the starter Brannon behind the plate. Play home plate umpire indicating that. Batting stance, catcher for the drive. Left foot all the way to the left side of the box. His right foot planted closer to home plate. Takes outside edge for strike one. Not sure what that stop. Takes outside edge for strike one. Not sure what that stop. Side edge. Marvin Alcantara, 375 batter, coming in. He's a righty hitter, but best against right-handers so far. This 404 when the game began. 2-of-9 against lefties. Pitch. Another good pitch on the outside corner of the plate. And Gonzalez gets ahead. 2-0. Second base can play short. He's their second baseman today. First and third, two away, 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. All three outs recorded on swinging strikeouts, but in between, Greenville adding to its lead. A run comes across on the RBI single by Montero. Ruby Downs from Ingles Markets, thanks so much for stopping by. Middle of the third, drive a 4-0 lead on Hub City on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Batter up, Spartanburg. Dreamfinder Homes is stepping up to the plate as the official home builder of minor league baseball.
Burgers Radio Network.
Batter Up Spartanburg Dream Finder Homes is stepping up to the plate as the official home builder of minor league baseball and your Hub City Spartanburgers. With nearly 50 home run communities across the Carolinas, Dream Finder Homes is offering great interest rate incentives for your next big move. Swing by Spartanburg's Ravencrest or Southport Towns and explore our move-in ready options today. Find your dream home today at DreamFinderHomes.com. That's DreamFinderHomes.com. Let's play ball. Go Spartanburgers.
And the crowd goes wild. It's the perfect time for America's favorite pastime. And there's one more thing that'll make your day even sweeter. You'll always have a home run experience with a scoop of fresh homemade premium ice cream from Brewster's Real Ice Cream. Made right in their stores every day with the finest ingredients and flavors you'll find in the Spartanburg area. Visit one of three neighborhood Brewster's in Spartanburg and Bowling Springs. And if you're heading to see the Spartanburgers, stop by the Brewster's kiosk located down the right field line in between innings. Fresh homemade ice cream at Brewster's, the perfect way to sweeten up your day while creating fun memories.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Bottom of the third here at Fifth Third Park, 8-9-1, due up for the Hub City Spartanburgers, trailing Peyton Tolley and the Greenville Drive 4-0, showing Bunt in his first plate appearance. Esteban Mejia, second baseman today. Ninth game for the Hub City team. Daniel Cueva went down with an injury earlier in this series. He added back to the Spartanburgers roster. Pitch to him was a ball, and now gets ahead in the count 2-0 as that stayed outside. And had a chance to visit with Chad Comer before the game. Looks like Cueva's coming along, could return sooner than later to action. So that's good news after a scary-looking injury earlier in the week.
Cueva's also always positive, always smiling, loves being around this clubhouse and being with this group of guys.
2-1 pitch coming to Mejia, fouls it away, so count evens at 2-2. Tolley, 6'6", 250 out of TCU. Told you about that group, just west of Oklahoma City. Listed as UConn, Oklahoma, but went to Bethany High, one town over. And a 2-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. Give him five strikeouts so far, and four straight of Hub City hitters, and it's out number one here in the third.
You said Tolley is from Garth Brooks' hometown?
Garth Brooks was a fine high school quarterback at UConn High, which is one town over from Bethany, where Tolley went to high school. Right there west, about a 10-minute drive on I-40 out west of downtown.
High school stars with friends in low places?
There you go. Well written. Guy, I'm pretty sure Garth Brooks then had a connection to Oklahoma State. Guy played at a different Big 12 school. 1-0 pitch, stays outside 2-0. But yeah, apparently Garth Brooks was quite the high school quarterback in obviously a high school football crazy area. Theo Hardy, shortstop, awaits a 2-0 pitch, first time up. Obviously more opportunities. A, because of his play, he's made the most of what he's done so far at the plate, hitting 143, but has come through with seven batted in since joining the club. And a couple of hits in the series, taking strike one on a 3-0 pitch.
I think that's a credit to the middle of the Hub City lineup. Throughout the series, Figueroa, Stark have really been consistent, getting on base in front of the bottom.
3-1 pitch. Called a strike. Outer edge. So now the count goes full. Ninth place batter in the order with Dylan Dreiling waiting on deck. 3-2 pitch from Tolley. Staying alive, fouling it away off the screen to his right. Hardy, one of those guys who signed last July. as a minor league free agent. With the draft being reduced down the way it is compared to the old days, he surely would have been drafted in the past. But a guy who is just a scrapper, and you can tell everything he does with energy. Real nice addition to the by another 3-2 pick.
Hardy is consistently the first guy into the clubhouse, the first guy into the weight room, the first guy into the batting cages. Extra infield routine as well. He always wants the extra repetitions.
Another 3-2 pitch coming from the left-hander. Called strike three. Hardy had thrown the bat away. Was beginning to head down to first, but top of the zone, inside edge. Five straight strikeouts, six so far for Tolley. Top of the order, one of those to go down on strikes, Dylan Dreiling. He led things off in the home first. Lefty hitting DH today for Hub City, takes ball one. Side. Posing presence on the mound, Peyton Tolley. He's high for ball two. Tolley trying to retire Hub City in order for the second time so far in the first three innings. Skied foul and well out of play. Side. Turnout on Sunday, and again, lots of folks in the stands, but so many just enjoying the width and vastness and accessibility to the field of the concourses where you can see the game from there. Pitch is low and in, 3-1.
I love to see the berm packed directly across from our vantage point, to the right of home plate in the press box.
Great place to watch a game. Folks throwing blankets down there and just sitting and relaxing. 3-1 pitch. Strike two is Dreiling. I'll tell you, the command's been really good so far for Tolley.
42 pitches, 29 strikes.
Payoff pitch coming to the Hub City DH. And ball four stays inside. And Dreiling, unlike the guy who preceded him, Hardy, was very patient waiting for the confirmation that that was ball four. First walk issued and a second base runner so far for Hub City. For the confirmation that that was ball four. First walk issued and a second base runner so far for Hub City.
Always been around the zone, and he's getting some of those calls right on the edge because of his accuracy.
Really worked the edge as well. Here's Keith Jones, a little dribbler in front of the plate when Brooks Brannon was catching in this game for the drive. He had to leave last inning for what reason, we're not sure. Strike one delivered to Jones in right field today. Made a really nice throw, almost cut down a runner in the top half of this third inning at the plate on the single. Catcher Montero fouls away the 0-1 pitch, 0-2. So Jones, I've got to make a geographical clarification. When I saw Brentwood, California, I thought that was in the L.A. area because there's a section of L.A. Brentwood, which became infamous many years ago. Story for a different time. 0-2 pitch chopped foul, scooped up by the first baseman Lugo, and the count remains 0-2. But Brentwood's actually up in Northern California. Dad was giving me the whole lowdown. Pretty much between Sacramento and San Francisco. Get to ballpark where the Giants play in about a 45 minute or so.
Keith Jones actually grew up an A's fan.
Yeah,
he
as
loved
you would
Cocoa
think so.
Crisp.
Yep, I would think so. Runner on the move. Pitch taken for a ball. Throw down is high. Head first slide and a stolen base by Dylan Dreiling. Gets into scoring position with two away here in the home third. Dreiling now 5 out of 6 on swipes this season.
Heading in the leadoff spot, Dylan Dreiling adding the speed and the aggressiveness on the base paths to his game.
1-2 the count. Jones, second time Spartanburgers have an opportunity to cash in, but nothing doing. And for a second straight inning, all three outs recorded by way of the strikeout as Jones caught looking. Spartanburgers strand a runner after the walk to Dreiling. Head to the fourth. The drive up 4-0. on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Did you ever hear the story of the cat, the paper towel roll, and the stove burner that was left on?
Well, by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. 0-1 the count on Rodriguez. Lugo, the runner at second. And the pitch. And away, 1-1. Not sure what kind of count they would have. Gonzalez on.
Getting up there.
Yeah, closing in on 75 pitches so far. He's outside, 2-1. Home run he gave up earlier to Blaze was the first allowed this year. Time he pitched 12 innings on the season. 1 pitch popped up right side of the infield. Mejia, the second baseman, a couple of steps in on the grass, calls off his first baseman, Diesla. And out number 2, it'll be up to Zanatello as the runner Lugo stays put at second base.
And there is your pitch limit.
So it is. Chad Comer will make the walk. We'll have a pitching change here. Drive half of the fourth inning. Now, obviously, Jose Gonzalez would love to have that one pitch back in the opening inning and a good piece of hitting in the third on the opposite field RBI single by Montero. He exits with his team down 4-0, two away here in the top half of the fourth inning. We'll take a break as well. Come back with a new pitcher for the Hub City Spartanburgers. And we return to Fifth Third Park after this on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
For nearly two decades.
These are the guys. They're how I end every workday.
The sports voice of Spartanburg County has been right here. Weekdays at 3 p.m. It's Open Mic, talking everything local, from USC Upstate to the biggest high school football and basketball games in the region. Don't miss a moment of Open Mic with Ryan Cleary, Joe Skinner, and Anthony Greer every weekday beginning at 3 on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3. Presented by Chris Foster, Heating and Air.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
If you want to hit a home run picking a pest control company, then knock it out of the park with the local and trusted JNN Pest Control and Wildlife. Serving the upstate since 2001, taking care of all of your roaches, bees, ants, the JNN Pest Control and Wildlife. Serving the upstate since 2001, taking care of all of your roaches, bees, ants.
4 runs, just one of them earned. Although he is, as you mentioned, still responsible for Lugo out there at second base with 2 away. Quick conversation between Stark and Bormy, making sure everything's on the right page here.
Stark. Jog out to the mound. Now we'll get back behind home plate.
Walks have been a little bit of an issue. Not huge problems, but 6 walks in 10 innings so far from Bormy.
Zanatello having a good series, 5 out of 19. Had 3 hits in the Thursday game, and the 3-1 pitch catches the outer edge as he threw the bat away and thought he was heading down to first. The count goes full at 3-2.
Old delay ring up right there.
Seen that a couple of times. Theo Hardy in the bottom half of the third inning.
Got to wait an extra half second up here in the booth to make sure, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Payoff pitch with a runner on second. 2 away in the drive. 4th. Swing and a miss. The strikeout recorded by Bormy to retire the drive. No more strikeouts rung up by Hub City pitching today. That's the 7th so far in the ball game. Middle of the 4th. Greenville a 4-0 lead here in Spartanburg on the Spartanburg. Hey, that's the 7 so far in the ball game. Middle of the 4th. Greenville a 4-0 lead here in Spartanburg on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
For nearly two decades.
These are the guys. They're how I end every workday.
The sports voice of Spartanburg County has been right here. Weekdays at 3 p.m. It's Open Mic, talking everything local, from USC Upstate to the biggest high school football and basketball games in the region. Don't miss a moment of Open Mic with Ryan Cleary, Joe Skinner, and Anthony Greer every weekday beginning at 3 on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3. Presented by Chris Foster, Heating and Air.
Bring your big group outing to the ballpark with the Spartanburgers. Fifth Third Park's specialty group areas are the perfect place for your small or large group outing. Whether it's a birthday party or business event, the Spartanburgers have packages that allow you to customize your experience. Group tickets start at just $10. Interested in hosting an outing at a Spartanburgers game? Email tickets at hcspartanburgers.com for more information. See you at the ballpark.
Three, four, and five due up here in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Hub City Spartanburgers, trying to win five out of six in the series, but looking up at a 4-0 Greenville lead, Arturo Dislo rounded out to second. Inning, ball one. Peyton Tolley continues on. He's been effective command-wise and efficient as well. Big left-hander. Swing and a miss. Ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Tolley, so far in the game, one pitch is thrown. Hard shot, diving stop at third by De Leon. Up with it, high throw, sails over the first baseman Lugo. Dislo safe at first. He'll be allowed to advance as the ball went into the Spartanburgers dugout. Nice diving stop to his left by De Leon, but advance as the ball went into the Spartanburgers dugout. Nice diving stop to his left by De Leon, but then broke down from there. First error in the game on the drive evens things out in that category. And now, just like the top half of the fourth inning, a leadoff man in scoring position, this time for Hub City.
Interested to see whether that's a hit and an error or a two-base error over there at third by De Leon. That's where the scouting report becomes so important. He had more time than he really thought he did because Diesel's not the fastest guy.
Left-hand batting Glader Figueroa swings and misses at strike one, delivered by Peyton Tolley.
Anybody else up that line, you got to really hurry it, but he probably could have held on for an extra second as he got to his feet and gathered and thrown a better throw and gotten him out anyways.
So the runner at second from the stretch. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2 for Figueroa, who got just his second hit in 14 at-bats this season against a lefty pitcher. His first time up, he has the lone Hub City hit. 4-1 for Greenville. 0-1-1 for the Spartanburgers.
Impressive stuff so far from Tolley.
Yeah.
Really settled into this year so far after a pretty tough first appearance of the season.
Yeah, it was really good his last time out against Winston-Salem. Swing 0-2. Left center field. Converging is the center fielder Taylor moving to his right. Runner tagging Dislo from second. Slides in at third. Throw was wide. De Leon had to go get it and foul. Moving to his right, runner tagging Dislo from second, slides in at third, throw was wide. De Leon had to go get it in foul territory, almost got back to the bag in time. So an effective at-bat nonetheless for Figueroa, who moves Dislo 90 feet closer. He stands at third with one away.
I was a little surprised that Dislo took off there on a ball into the left center field gap. That just shows you a deep dimension to this ballpark. Chad Comer willing to risk it against the arms out there of Taylor and Earhart.
Taylor basically made the catch where the left fielder Earhart stands, or at least just slightly to the center field side of that, but showed good range and Earhart gave way. So an opportunity for Cal Stark, who went down looking against Tolley his first time up. Seven strikeouts of Hub City batters for the Greenville left-hander. Strike one delivered to Stark in the 0-1 pitch. Seven strikeouts of Hub City batters for the Greenville left-hander. Strike one delivered to Stark in the 0-1 pitch.
To have a changeup.
Just my opinion. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Another multi-strikeout inning for Tolley. Racking him up, closing in on a 10-strikeout effort. Runner left stranded at third. Four innings in the books on a Sunday here in Spartanburg. A 4-0 lead for the Drive on Hub City on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Interested in making a trip to the ballpark a weekly occurrence? Check out the Spartanburgers season ticket memberships. For under $200, you can choose from three different 12-game packages. The Friday Fireworks package gets you into every Friday night fireworks show at Fifth Third Park. Meanwhile, the midweek or weekender plans offer tons of variety. Our quarter season memberships include a team store discount and plenty of other perks. Pick the pack that's best for you. Visit HubCitySpartanburgers.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Batter Up Spartanburg Dream Finder Homes is stepping up to the plate as the official home builder of minor league baseball and your Hub City Spartanburgers. With nearly 50 home run communities across the Carolinas, Dream Finder Homes is offering great interest rate incentives for your next big move. Swing by Spartanburg 50 home run communities across